you said the majority of people who do jiu-jitsu in the same way that the majority of people who listen to this podcast are not going to be full-time athletes, not going to be world beaters. And I think that's really where the most valuable advice comes, both from a coaching perspective. Most, you know, out of 100 guys in the gym, you might have a couple of guys who want to be world champions, legitimately may have a chance of doing something big in the sport, but it's always going to be in the minority. The majority of people, I think, they look up to these world beaters and they try and take a similar mentality to them. You know, it's like you want to get big and jacked, so you look at muscle and fitness and you do the workout that Ronnie Coleman's doing. You go, well, that isn't going to work, right? Yeah. You've got to look at it from a broader perspective. And I think there's a lot of gems in what you've been saying about losses, about experience, about, you know, those slim margins that will help a lot of people potentially.
Yeah, I think, like we've just gone back to, like a hobbyist, I think, is just treat it like that.
Yep.
Just make sure you're still on the mat in 10 years.
100%,
And for me, that's what it's about. Like, if you're not looking for it as a lifestyle or as a job, just make sure you enjoy the sport. Mm. You know what I mean? If that means you train twice a week instead of five times a week, if you're still there in 10 years, you'll be better than you would have been doing. Like, we get lads in the gym who come, they absolutely blast 3 weeks, five nights a week. I'm like, you're here again. Look, you're training full time. They hit a wall in 3 weeks. They have 4 weeks off.
Yep.
Their progression's so much slower than someone that's just on the mat twice a week for 5 years.
100%. I was having this conversation with the guys a couple of nights ago and said that I've seen it so often. How long have you been coaching for? We'll talk about that. How long have you had the gym open for?
The gym we've got now, about 3.5 years.
Okay. I've been teaching for 16 years.
Yeah.
A really long time doing jiu-jitsu. And I've seen so many guys, and the number of prodigies, you know, guys training twice a day, 6 days a week, they legitimately dream of being world champion. And not all of them quit.
Yeah.
It's that sort of that candle that burns brightest is extinguished fastest. And you've got to look at jiu-jitsu as the long game. You've got to think, it's that old saying, people overestimate what they can do in 6 months and underestimate what they can do in 10 years.
Yeah.
And you've got to have that kind of long-term view of jiu-jitsu or anything that you're trying to get better at.
Yeah. I think it's just, you've got to do it for the right reasons as well, because we tried it at our gym about a year ago. We've got a full-time schedule, and I was looking for people that actually wanted to train full-time. And we got so many people say, yeah, I want to train full-time. And I was like, look, it's shit. Mm. The reality is it's not enjoyable at all. And it was just about the time where people had like just watched the Daisy Fresh stuff, and they were like, nah, look at these lads. And it's like, yeah, but what you're seeing in these documentaries is how they're living, but then the success that's come off it. But what you're not seeing is, if they'd done a documentary on every day, they've lived like that for 10, 15 years. Like, the lifestyle is shit. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll go more into it soon when I was at Cambly and that, but the full-time lifestyle is so plain. It's like, obviously, if you're going to train full-time, you cannot work full-time.
Mm.
So you can't have your nice cars. You can't go out every weekend. You can't go for a meal whenever you want. If you meet a girl, you can't take her out and take her to some really nice restaurants. It was like, genuinely, our life was just get up, train, strength and conditioning, train again, technical, make sure you're eating really well, go and sleep for 2 hours, get up, make sure you eat again, relax with the lads for 2 hours, make sure you eat again, spar, eat again, go to bed, Monday to Friday. We didn't have a pot to piss in. Like, we had absolutely no money whatsoever. But we were all doing it for the right reasons. Like, we genuinely didn't care about anything else at the time than getting to an Olympic Games or winning some major medals in judo. So having no money was absolutely fine. Like, having a shit car that your mum could cover the insurance for you was absolutely fine. No one was bothered. At the minute, a lot of people that we had coming full time was like, I want to go full time, but I want to pay for my Audi, or I want to go full time, but on a weekend I want to go out and get pissed. And it's like,
that's not full time.
No, it don't work. Like, if you come in on a Monday and you can't deliver because you've been out all weekend, that isn't full time, and you're not going to get the results anyway. So you're absolutely wasting your time. You might as well go and earn good money so you can live the lifestyle you want. And yeah, we ended up with zero people training full time because it's just not an enjoyable lifestyle. So if you're not doing it for the right reasons, it's, I think people see people in MMA now predominantly making big money, But what they don't see is the 90% underneath them that are living like that and still make no money.
Yep.
And it's like, it's not a glamorous lifestyle, do you know what I mean? Not at all.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, when you think about that, and we'll get onto that now, because I'm assuming that's what happened. You said you went full-time at 16.
Yeah.